Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. And this week, we've been looking for an answer to this electrifying question from Rakesh.
So typically, when electrons flow for the electric current, do they come out from the atoms and flow as electric current? Is it not true that when electrons come out from atoms, light and energy is released? So why don't electric wires change their colors?
I put the question to Dr. Ankita Anirban, an expert on electric current.
When you imagine electric current flowing through a wire, think of a Mexican wave in a stadium. Each person in the chain moves and contributes to the wave passing through, but nobody actually has to leave their place. Similarly, in a wire, the electrons are moving and passing on energy to their neighbours, which causes the current to flow, but they're not actually leaving their places. In fact, in a metal wire, the electrons creating the current are not actually very tightly bound to the atom, so they're known as free electrons.
Evan_AU and Alan Calvert described these free electrons on our forum. Thanks, guys. But where does light fit in?
So a wire might light up if it gets very hot. We often say something glows red hot or white hot. This is a process called incandescence, where heat is turned into light. Old filament light bulbs use this to turn electricity into light. And you'll notice that when a bulb has been left on for a while, it will be very hot to touch.
Ouch!
So wires do light up when enough current passes through them, but not due to electrons leaving atoms, but because the wire gets hot and that heat energy turns into light energy. It turns out that that's a different process from the way we make more modern lights we're all familiar with, LEDs, as Ankita explained.
If you provide a tightly bound electron with a little bit of energy, it won't be enough to leave the atom completely, but it will jump a little bit further away from the nucleus. So this is what we call an excited state. But it won't stay excited for long, and soon it'll fall back into its original state. And it's actually when the electron falls back into the atom that energy is released in the form of light. The colour of the light simply depends on the amount of energy emitted, and this is actually how an LED light bulb works. So what happens when an electron actually leaves an atom? This is called static electricity, like when you rub a balloon on your hair. The outer electrons that are loosely connected to the nucleus are completely rubbed off, and so what you're left with is positively charged hair and a negatively charged balloon. The reason that your hair then stands up is because it's now attracted to the balloon, and all of the individual strands of hair are repelling each other to sort of create a fan. Eventually, your hair will absorb electrons from the air and become neutral again.
Thanks for clearing that one up, Ankita. Next week, we'll be thinking about the International Space Station to answer this question from Fadi.
Has life changed for astronauts on the ISS due to coronavirus? And are astronauts still allowed to be sent to and from the ISS?
What do you think? You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum. That's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.